Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Sean and Tony are here. Hello, chaps.
Morning, Stevie.
Morning, Stevie.
Good week?
Yeah, it's been sound.
Yeah. I've had a good one. I had a good weekend as well.
Why the smile on the face?
He's weak today.
Because we're all together. We're here, aren't we? We're up the tower.
It's all about friendship.
Yeah. So, big smile. And I'm tired as well. I'm always tired.
You were very tired last week. That was the return to training, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? I slept better last week than I did come here today, this week, but I feel good, feel all right.
Good man.
That's because you had a good sleep in the studio for about 40 minutes while we were on air last week.
Mm-hmm. And how convenient that you didn't have the questions ready for the Battle of the Mersey when he was off point.
Off point. You had your tattoo further extended, have you?
I did, from our joint.
Oh, he's got
on my
shoulder. You've got the jellyfish in the cat's mouth.
I've got the clock.
Oh, you put a clock on the back of the lion.
On my shoulder. This is, so it's like you can see it, but I'm getting three birds out the back of it to resemble time
all his
flies.
Kids' mums.
I need a bigger back. The three birds are for me three kids, yeah.
There you go. And the three different mums.
Resembling the song Bob Marley, Three Little Birds. Just by my doorstep, but time flies as well.
Right,
so, you know,
there's always
more than one meaning.
Time is flying at the moment. Right, lots going on in the world of boxing. We've got to start with Stephen Smith. It wasn't quite to be for him in Las Vegas, of course. He was fighting Fernando Vargas and hoping that, this would be an eliminator. He would have got through to fight for a world title, but he came home with the nastiest of injuries. His ear almost sort of half torn off.
Yeah, it was shocking.
Horrendous.
It was the worst injury I've seen in the boxing ring and totally not what you'd expect to happen in a boxing ring.
How'd you get your ear torn at the top the way he's done?
From the clips I've seen, I mean, I didn't stay up and watch. I never stay up and watch the fights when they're on silly o'clock in the morning. I let me sleep too much.
Unless it's WWF.
Yeah, that's the one there. So anyway, I woke up and I seen a replay of it, just heads clashing together, and how I would have thought if that injury would take something to tear it up, you know, like pull it to tear it. But that weren't the case. It was just a head clash and it just ripped open. I don't know whether he had problems with it before or I'm not sure, but it was horrific. And my heart went out for him because from what I've got told and what I've read about, it was quite even up to that point. So, you know, he looked strong. He looked, you know, like he was forcing the pace. And these are just from clips I've seen, so yeah, I'm gutted for him. Absolutely
proper
devastated.
Warrior.
He is, mate, and he wanted to continue.
What he did, didn't
he wanted to continue, and you know how can anyone want to continue with an injury that bad? So you know, fair play to Swift. He showed what a warrior he is.
Yeah, the real shame for him. What's the worst injury you've seen in a ring? You've either inflicted on
Don't ask me. Look at my Instagram. You'll see mine. And it's shocking.
Inflicted on a pope or an injury
on
yourself?
What
was your injury?
I had a clash of heads with Nick Okoth, who was in a prize fight. Decent fight. It wasn't great. But first round, he comes off the ropes, comes into me, had a baldy head, whack right into my eye. I actually had to get 17 stitches through my eye and 5 on the inside. You could see my skull when you pulled it down. It was that bad.
He nut you then, did you?
No, he did nut me. It wasn't. He nutted me and it hurt, split my eye. And I fought for 4 rounds with it, like that cut. Mm. You know what I mean? So my cuts man done a really good job on stopping it from bleeding, and it was horrific. How I got through it, I don't know.
What do they put in? You know, when it's cuts?
Adrenaline and grease.
Yeah.
Grease?
Yeah, and adrenaline.
Well, adrenaline first, it stops it bleeding.
Yeah.
And then you grease it up.
What's adrenaline?
It's the stuff, if your heart stops, they put into your heart to get it pumping again.
But apparently it stops the bleeding.
It just congeals all the vessels and instantly stops it.
I suppose there's no way of sort of stopping an ear injury like that, though, is there?
No.
You know, you couldn't let that continue. He's got a proper...
He must have been sore the next day off that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, I've seen Mike Tyson when he bit a lot of Ander Holyfield here. Do you know it's a bite if it would come to you? It's ruthless, isn't it?
Yeah, he is. It was shocking.
But from that, deaths, isn't it? You know what I mean? We've seen people die in the ring and there's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, at least he's fine. He's okay. And I presume going into 2018... He'll have different plans when he's to get back on the... I mean, I'd say he's too young, but there's still time, isn't there?
Yeah,
for
there's
him,
still
Steve?
Time for him. He can still, you know, regroup and come back from it. Because even though it's a loss on his card, you know, because of the way the fight was going and he was in the fight, you know, hopefully he'll get like either a rematch or maybe another route to get to number one spot again.
What a shame. Las Vegas it was for Stephen Smith. Well,
Darren Till on the back there saying he wants Conor McGregor.
Right, go on then. Tell us a bit more.
I've just seen it then. You tell
me. So UFC star Darren Till has signed a deal with MTK Global and has called out Conor McGregor. So he's the first mixed martial artist to sign a deal with the sports management company. Already boasts the likes of Tyson Fury, Liam Smith, Billy Joe Saunders, and he remains unbeaten in his MMA career.
Yeah, he's, you know what, I was on another show with him the other week. He's a really polite, nice, down-to-earth guy, and the guy can fight a stand-up. He's a former boxer. He used to box, so his stand-up's exceptional, and it showed when he boxed Cerrone in the last UFC. His stand-up just absolutely obliterated Cowboy Cerrone, and Cowboy Cerrone's highly regarded in the cage, so yeah, it was a massive win for him. And it's all great for being a
I believe he's
well.
Been away, Darren Till, as well. You know, he moved country and really got his head down, sacrificed.
He went to Brazil, did he? Brazil.
Yeah, sacrificed, you know, everything and put everything on the line and gave his whole life up to UFC. And then he's come back now. You know, he's made it now. He's kicked the door down and he's there now.
If anyone can go online, try and go on YouTube and watch his interview after the fight for the last. Honest to God, it creases you. He's so funny. It's unreal.
His personality.
Yeah, his personality. He's just like us. He's just like us, and he doesn't care whether it's in front of the camera. He'll say what he thinks and what he knows is to be true. Do you know what I mean? He's hilarious.
So he went out to Brazil to learn his trade, did he?
Of course, yeah. You get a lot of the cage fighters doing that. They go over there for a few months.
He was there for that long doing it and lived there. I think that's where he met his wife.
I'm not sure.
Is it? I don't know. I saw it here.
I have to get him on the show.
It sounds romantic.
I don't know.
Follow him on Instagram and Twitter. I'll message him, see if we can get him on one day.
Absolutely. It's fascinating. I mean, I'm still not fully bought into UFC. I don't know why.
I'm not into getting all...
It's like getting there, though. It's
sweaty and wet and close
there.
To men and hugging each other. I'm not that type of guy. I like to keep my distance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, don't get me wrong. These are skill. These are absolute skill and art to what they do. And it's making massive waves. I mean, I don't think it's on par with boxing at the minute, but maybe one day, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Elsewhere in boxing this week, Tyson Fury is free to resume his boxing career. So he's accepted a backdated 2-year doping ban. So he's accepted this ban, even though he's always said, well, I was innocent. Has he just done that to basically...
Just to basically get his career back on
get
track?
Get back in the ring.
He 100% believes that. He'd done nothing wrong. I mean, it was like me. I got banned for a substance called methylenoxamine. It was in a pre-workout drink that I took for years. Never had a problem with it. But this one little supplement got put on the ban list 3 months before I boxed Oliver McKenzie. So even if I had to beat Oliver McKenzie that night, I wouldn't have been champion.
So you're a cheat?
No, this is what I'm saying. It's not that I'm a cheat. I wasn't informed by any board, by any doping agency or nothing, that this had become illegal because I'd been taking it before. It was fine. It was only a pre-workout that you take before you train.
What they also found out is if you can get two legal supplements, but when they're mixed together in your body, they combine and make an illegal substance. So you can take two legals and then... combined together makes it illegal.
Do you get a list, do you, at the start of every year?
No, this is my argument. I got brought before the board. I was sat before the boxing board of control, and there was like seven or eight guys sitting there.
I think there is, you know,
saying, there's a list. You'd have to look for it online on the doping site. Mm. But I sat in front of seven of them, and they were trying to like chastise me, and I was like, hang on, before you go any further, you have to take some responsibility for this. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, well, I've been fighting since 1999. I've paid my licence, paid my dues, represented this organisation with flying colours, been a champion of the whole of Great Britain. Not once have I ever received anything from you in regards to what's legal and what's not illegal. Not once. You should supply your fighters with knowledge and information about what is on the ban list.
I tell you what, is it illegal?
Every 12 months.
You know that Sudafed on nose blocker? Just something like that? You know,
I didn't know that that's illegal.
Yeah, honest to God, because... Well, I remember going through a time last year for blocked noses and said to me, coach, Sean, you know, you block nose and you're trying to train, you can't breathe. And he's like, tie the Sudafed.
It is good Sudafed.
Brilliant. So it's good, squeeze up your nose and it flushes
congestion,
out your nose.
It gets your congestion gone. Happy but there's a supplement in it.
Works great.
But that's banned.
There's a supplement in it that's banned. So he said to me, Sean checked it for me. And then he said, look, stop using that. Otherwise, if you get tested, you'll get done. I'm like, wow, it's a medicine. It's just as simple as
well,
that.
Well, this is why so many people are falling foul. I think Chris Froome's in the headlines, isn't he, for the last 2 days? Of course, four-time winner of the Tour de France. And he's taking something for his asthma. And it's recorded twice the level that you're allowed to take.
Yeah,
so
but if he can prove that he's been prescribed that by a doctor, it's like all these UFC fighters, right? They're on testosterone replacements. Honest to God. Now, when you get to a certain age, your body... your body starts producing... Yeah. So they'll take advantage of that.
But you can increase it naturally, though. Testosterone can make it...
Okay, but these are getting replacements.
I'll give you all
Okay, but these aren't doing it naturally. They're doing it with replacement injections, which is cheating. But because the doctor has prescribed them being low on testosterone, it's allowed. It's just messed up.
Yeah, but you can
world.
Do it by eating food, eating
I know,
red.
Maybe you can, but they
grapes,
want to do it there and then because
grapes,
in 6 weeks' time...
Red strawberries, anything red increases testosterone levels.
In 6 weeks' time, they've got a fight, so they can't afford to build up their testosterone levels with fruit and natural ways.
If you're
in
eating
six
every
weeks,
day or every other day
and
keep
jacked.
It in a varied
That's
diet,
they do. They get jacked
your testosterone levels will stay high. And then high metabolic training increases testosterone.
Can we inject that in your brain?
Don't need to, mate.
He's very good at all this. Don't you put him down? He's got a bit of knowledge.
Yeah, no, because he knows I know.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.